We are learning Mesechtes Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and we're starting a new Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, continuing things you're allowed to do or not allowed to do from a Oyvid of a Yitzchavim, from a guy who serves, or worships Avodah Zarah. Zok the Mishnah Mesrapim Mehem. You're allowed to use them as a doctor. Ripi Mama Avaloi Ripi Nefashes. Ripi Mama Avaloi Ripi Nefashes. What does that mean? The Gemara doesn't explain. That's the one halacha. Got to be going to a doctor. Do Ripi Mama and not Ripi Nefashes. Now, what about going to Oyvid Chavim as a barber? You're not allowed to be take a haircut in any place. It means Sairus Shirabim, Sairus Shiyachid. You can, even in public, you cannot take a haircut from them. They have a razor to your neck. It's dangerous. Because people can see. You can't be private. You cannot take a haircut from a non-Jew who is Oyvid Chavim. That's the Mishnah. So we're first concentrating on the first half of the Mishnah, but Mesrapim, we'll not get back to haircuts until Daf Choftes. So to Gemara, my Ripui Mamoin or my Ripui Nefashos. What is Ripui Mamoin and what is Ripui Nefashos? It says, Mesrapim, Ripui Mamoin, no Ripui Nefashos. Ilema Ripui Mamoin means Bishar. It means you're allowed to use the doctor if you pay him. And Ripui Nefashos Bechinam. But if you're not paying him, and Nefashos is a lotion of like doing it in his own will, like a menafsho yoyis, that's also nefasho yoyis, mom means you're paying him. If you're fighting himself, then you can't do it. What would be pshat, why? We mutta b'schar and usher b'chinam. So Rashi explains that the tzad would be is because he won't kill you because he's worried about his payment. He's not going to get paid. He's going to lose his payment if he kills the person. Therefore, maybe there, if you pay him, it's mutta. Ilay maripa mom and mischar, that's mutta b'fasho b'chinam. So listy, why aren't the Mishnah, why is Mishnah talking riddles? Let the Mishnah say, Mishrapim and Bishar of Lebechinam. What loss of Ripui Mama and Ripui Nefashos? If you want to say Schar, say Schar. Ella, the Gemara says, Ripui Mama means Dovah Shem by Sakana. And Ripui Mama means something that at worst will cost you more money because he'll do a bad job. You have to spend more money to get healed. But it's not a Sakana. That's allowed. Well, the Ripui Nefashos Dovah Sakana is also. So what will be Pshat? Mishrapim and Ripui Mama means if it's not a Sakana, and just taking off a pimple or something, removing a pimple, so he might make a mess up. You have to have another surgery for that. So that you could do, because at worst it's a loss of mammon, Ripui Mammon. But the fascia is you can't do. That would be Pshat Mishnah. You like the Ripui Mammon, not Ripui Fascia. Ha?
Why not?
Because he's going to kill him. He's Chashav Hashiach is Dhamim. If he's going for something that's Sakana, he might kill him. If it's Mammon, at worst it'll just be a course of the Mammon. But Ripui Fascia not because they kill him. So that would be Pshat the Mishnah. How can you say such a thing? You can't even do anything little. Which Rashi says it means that if someone did a causes of dam, which is bloodletting, and then that wound from the needle wasn't healing properly, they want to go to the doctor just to heal that wound, which is a simple thing. Even then, Rav Yehuda says you can't do it. Why? Because you can't give over your guf to a guy. So if you say Ripui Mama means it's not a sakana, even that you can't do, Rav Yehuda says. So to Gemara, you're right. Third pshat, and this is the final pshat. Gemara's will come out with Ela Ripui Mama means behemta. You're allowed to bring your behemoth to a veterinarian for even though he's a guy. Ripui Nefashos Gufe means his own guf. You can't bring him at all. You can't go to a doctor for your own guf. Even if it's just to fix the wound from the bloodletting, you now let it go to heal yourself by a guy. So it comes out, we're saying that even not sakana, you're not allowed to go to a goy to get healed. That's what comes out. If you're the maskana, pshat the Gemara, Ripui Mama means what? A behema. Ripui Mama, you're allowed to do. I bring behema to him. Ripui Nefashos, you're not allowed to do.
How can they not object now? They're not worried about the way the Zohar.
Because not worried for healing, not worried about the Zohar, really. Not really worried about the Zohar. Right, it could be. I guess they weren't worried about that. They were doing natural healing. They weren't worried about Avarizara. They weren't doing Avarizara healing. The Shah was, we had before already, Shvichas Dhamm, that you can't be miyachid with a guy called Shvichas Dhamm. So here, we continue with the idea of Shvichas Dhamm. The Shah was, how far does it go? So we're saying, even Bishar comes out, even if you're paying him, and even if it's just Ripui Mama, which even just Ripui for a small wound, you're still not allowed to go to him. Omrav Chistam Ma'okva. Avam Omaloi, Samploini Yafaloi, Samploini Raloi, Mutter. You let her go ask for advice. Which medicine is good, which medicine is not good? What's the reason? And Tapama Beis, here obviously the reason is you're not giving over your goof. That's why it's Mutter. But why don't you, maybe make up a story about the medicine as well. Sovar, Shuli Mashloi, because he thinks you're asking him advice. You're going to ask someone else a second opinion also. And if you say something silly, you're going to look bad. You know, you ruin your reputation of being a very silly doctor. Also, who gavra l'ruin nafshei? He's going to come to ruin his reputation. Therefore, if you ask him a question, what to do, you're allowed to trust him because he doesn't want to ruin his reputation. So next Gemara is a very wichtige Gemara when it comes to end of life issues and surgeries. Obviously, we're not going to do a whole. We're not going to get through the whole Ramayishes over here. But let's see the Gemara Kepshuta. Amar Rav Aron Rav Yechonon. The Ami Lo Amar Rav Chisda Rav Yechonon. Sofik Chai Sofik Meis. A person is sick. He might live and he might die. It's a sofik. And the only doctor that can heal him is a goy. So Emes Rapa Mehem. You don't now go to a doctor is over his chavim to get a refuah. Why? Because right now you might live, so you have no right to go to a goy that might kill you, and that's not no right to do that. But if it's vade meis, if he's for sure going to die, so he's nothing to lose technically to go to the goy. So misrap man, afraid the Gemara is nothing to lose. Lamaisa vayika chayishah. There's if he misrap him meis vayika chayishah. There's chayishah. Chayishah means that. The halacha is that if you're going to live a little longer, you like Michal Shabbos, you have to prolong your life. So here, you go to the guy, he might kill you with the razor on the spot, or whatever he's doing surgery, he'll kill you on the spot. And if you let the illness kill him, it'll take a while. So, l'chayra, atzchai yisho, how you let it go to the guy? So, gemara, l'chayi yisho, l'chashinon. And in such a case, you're not worried about chayi yisho. Like Toysha speaks out on top, right? L'chayi yisho, l'chashinon. Aye, look top Tosis. Father in Biyuma, Mefachim was Gabba Shabbos, Lachos Chayy Shah, Amachashinon. Tosis answers, Pasha. Over here, you're going to a guy to try to get healed. So when there's a chance to get healed by the guy or killed by the guy, or let it go by itself and for sure die by Chayy Shah, it's definitely worth it to go to the guy. If you might live a good quality of life and you live forever, you don't go to the guy, even if it's only a suffering. But if you're sure going to die, just a child of Chayy Shah, then you're allowed to go to the guy. And what do we have this idea that you see that if you're for sure going to die and you have a way to save yourself, you don't worry about Chayy Shah. We're going to be right to it. I'm not telling you the Chayy Shah Lechashinon. The Chsiv, the famous story in Nach, where we had the four Mitzrayim, which was actually Gehazi and his three sons, were sitting outside the city because they were Mitzrayim, and there was a major hunger in the city. And there was a camp of Machna Aram that was near them. They were laying siege on Klal Yisrael. And they said like this, we're going to die by Rav over here. So I have an idea. Let's go into Machna Aram and get food there. They might kill us, but if we stay here, we're going to get killed also. Because we're going to die from hunger. So here, if you stay where you are, you'll live a little longer, but you'll die by Rav for sure. There is a suffix. You might get killed, you might get saved from the food. So they decided to go to Machna Aram. The end of the story was, they went to Machna Aram and they saw that there was no one left there. There was a major nace, and they thought someone was chasing them, and they all left the camp with food and everything, and that's how the Klal Yisrael got food. But it says within the pasuk, so you see, if Chayy Shah, look Hashinon, and when is the chance to save yourself? Same thing about a guy. So that's a riot to the Shaila. Agaponim, so we're coming right now is, that if someone is allowed to go to a guy, if he's sure going to die, he's allowed to go to a guy to get healed. Either guy will kill him on the spot, and if he's let himself, illness die, he'll live a little longer. Teretz is, if he can save himself with a guy, it's still worth it. So Mason, that's your kasha. Lo yisav yitin adam aminim. A person should not schmooze with minim. Don't have a conversation with them. Don't have a back and forth conversation with minim, with heretics. Ve'im esrapim ahem. You can't go and for a fool for them. I feel even means like this. Even though you person's gonna die anyway. And all he's handling is Chayy Shah, he's still not allowed to go to them. And that's a Birkasha. And the Rebbe is a Maisa, part of the Bryce is a Maisa. Maisa Ben Dama Ben Achosh and Rishmar. Shmuel had a nephew, his name is Ben Dama. Shakisha Nakash, he got a bite from a snake. And the only one who could heal him was this min. Ba Yaakov Ish Kfar Sechanya L'Rfasai. Yaakov Ish Kfar Sechanya, which we had before, and Dr. Zion, I think it was, or Yiches. We had this min, he was a min. Some say it was Talmud of Yeshua Noitri. But he came, L'Rfasai, to give, to heal him. Lo'i Nichar V'Shmol, V'Shmol, to not let him in the door. Get out of here. For Amalei, and he said, Rabbi Shmuel Achi, this was Ben Dama himself, said, he said to his uncle, he says, let me heal from him. I'll bring you a raya from a pasuk that's mutter. And he didn't finish fighting with his uncle until he died. The last words he said was mutter. He says, Vamesi died, Karl Rabbi Shmuel, Ashrecha ben Dama, Shagufachtar, his guf is pure, Vyatsun Shmascha Batira, and his son went out Batira with the word mutter. Levarta Divrika Varecha, you weren't over on Divrika Chamasha Imre, Mupirates gather Shechenu Nachash. Mupirates gather Shechenu Nachash, and you weren't over on that Isser to misrapa with a min. So what's the Kasha? You see, even though we're handling over here, he's still going to die with the Nachash. And still you're not allowed to heal yourself, so you see, you're not allowed to heal yourself. From a guy, here's what I mean, even when he's sure going to die, so you see, even to gain Chai Shah, you know, I'll do it. And for the Gemara, Minas is different. Shani Minas, the Moshcha, the Osho, the Vishcha, Israel. And this is something that, this is like we were saying before, that the problem is like this, that here, by a min, if he heals you, he's going to associate it with his Avodah Zarah, and he's going to say there's Mamish in the Minos. So therefore, you're not allowed to let him do it. Because the min is very convincing, and he's going to convince people that the reason why he healed you was through Avodah Zarah, and therefore here will be awesome. Omamar, lo yavarta divrei chavarecha, so yeah, it's good. So that's the Gemara saying, minus is different. Now we're going to give you a little update on the story, a little kasha on the story. Omamar, it says that Rav Shmuel said, Gevaldik, lo yavarta divrei chavarecha, so yoimrim paris gerish chana nachash. So Gemara has a kasha. And let's say your parents get you to nachash. It's not worse. You got a bite from a snake anyway. So what would be worse? What, it's a good thing that you didn't get bitten by a snake. You got bitten by a snake. You nami chiv yatarke. A snake bit him. So Gemara chiv de rabbanon. Let's say susa klal. A chiv de rabbanon. A snake that comes from parents get you to nachash. Let's say asusa klal. That never gets healed at all. And it's worse. And Kuri's it's also worse to Olam Haba as well. And therefore, it was better he died the natural way through a snake than the snake of the Rabbanon, which has no heel at all. Now, Ben Dama said he has a way to prove that he could use this min to get healed. We might have a little meima. What could have he said? He said, I have a pasuk that says muta. Which pasuk? The pasuk of Chai Bem Veloish Yomas Bem. The pasuk of Chai Bem Veloish Yomas Bem. That you see the Torah, you live with the Torah, you're not die, you're not mechuyev to kill yourself for the Torah. And what's Pshat on Rabbi Shmuel, who argues? Rabbi Shmuel, Hani Mili, Bitzina, Stavka Bitzina, you have a pasuk of Chai Bem. But for Hesia, you're not allowed to be Chai Bem, you have to kill yourself, you have to be Hargo Yavar. The time of the Brisa.
How do you know if a guy says
to Yid, be out of Avarizara and it won't kill you? How do you know Shiyava should do Avarizara Val Yaharoi? You should do Avarizara, don't get killed. Tamil Chaibam, Lish Yomaspam. Yachafil of Fahasya, Tamilim, Lish Chalo Shem Kachi. Made him fast. He said, Lish Chalo Shem Kachi. So Rishmo says that if someone tells you Avarizara, do you have to kill yourself? No, you don't have to kill yourself. Only if it's Fahasya. So the same thing. So that's, you see, that's the problem with Chai Bem. So Rav Shmuel held. He was Fahesia. That's why it's a problem. So the Gemara is good. The Gemara is not so good, right? We know that the Loch is by Veris Chavim. It's one of the big three Averis that you have to kill yourself for, right? Okay. So that's good. But Tosfos speaks about it. Tosfos brings down that Tosfos is bothered by this. Tosfos Masu Yachol. He says, Mi Rabbanon Poligolar de Rav Shmuel Perik Ben Sari. Tosfos Masu Yachol. He says, "Va'amri fahesi afilu mitzvah kala yarg v'yavar." Or with tzina, yesh chiluk bein oivet chovim l'shar mitzvahs. The b'shar mitzvahs yavar uvayvus chovim yaharoig. Rabbi Shmuel is no chiluk, and he says a few lines later, "V'shiltus Rav Achoy poisik rabban on Rabbi Shmuel." We pass the rabban on Shmuel that for avodah zarah you have to have yaharoig v'lo yavar. You should kill yourself and v'lo yavar, not be oivet and worship the avodah zarah. That's halacha l'maisa. So zok the Gemara vayta. Omer Rav Baba Chana Riechadon, Komaka Shemachal Moles Shabbos, Ein Misrap Mehem. Any Maka that you Mechal Moles Shabbos, which means that's Pekuach Nefesh, and you Mechal Shabbos on that, Ein Misrap Mehem, you don't go to a goy for refuah. Zog Rashi, it's Mashma. If it's a Maka that you're not Mechal Shabbos, then you could go to a goy. So it's not like the Gemara before, it's not like we did before. Zog Rashi, it's a Mas Komaka. Does not hold Rav Yehuda. Now Tosfos is bothered by that, because Tosfos says, if that's the case, why did the Gemara before have the same pshat? Reaper mama means behema. I have a pshat now. Reaper mama means where it's not the kinds of fashas, and Reaper the fashas means where it's kinds of fashas. So we have pshat. We have why did the Gemara bring out Rabbi Yechonon? Gemara said Rehuda was the only. From that Gemara sounds like Rehuda's the only sheet around. Here Rabbi Yechonon. That Tosfos kasha. Therefore Tosfos answers and holds Rav Yehuda Rabbi Yechonon don't argue. It's not like Rashi. Don't argue. He says pshat like this. Listen, very pashut geshmak of pshat. Just concentrate. Not like this. There's two type of choyla. A choyla she yes by sakana, a choyla she ain't by sakana. That Rabbi Yechonon says a choyla she yes by sakana cannot go to a goyish doctor. Why? Because the doctor will kill him, and no one know the difference. Because anyway, it was sakana sefashos. They'll say okay, he died. He was mamash. He was adot. But in a case where he goes in for a little cut. So then, if he go, not caught, he goes in because he's a chayla she'ein b'sakana. He goes in for a fever or something like that for the flu, and he dies. Then they're going to tell the guy will ruin his reputation and say, "What are you doing? The guy had a flu and he comes out dead. That'll be a problem." So you let it go for him for that. But the case of Rabbi Yehuda was he went in for a little cut, a little prick. If he went in for a little prick and he comes out dead, not going to ruin his reputation. Everyone's going to know he killed him. By a guy, it's not a ruined reputation. There, Pasha the Zechshash, he'll actually kill the guy, and by a guy, no one's to worry about it. If it doesn't ruin his reputation, they're slow to kill him. There was not a machlekes. It means there are three levels. If you're going for a prick, you're not allowed to go. He might kill you. If there's two types of sicknesses, it depends. The heavy sickness, you should not go because he might kill you and make believe. The other way, he won't ruin his reputation. Okay, so back to our Gemara. If it's sakonos of false choice, Michal Shabbos, you don't go to them for a fool. V'ikidam, we say it a little different. The same member, but it says it a little different. Sprach. Any internal maka, you're not misrapa from them. Why? Because that's also, any internal maka is a sakonos of false choice. And it's internal, so you can't tell if he's doing something wrong. My benayu. What's not forgetting? Two reasons. If someone has a lesion on his hand, that's dangerous. A dangerous lesion outside his hand or outside his foot, something that's dangerous. It's dangerous sickness. There, Domrav Adabah by Master Rav, Gava Yaga Regal Rekamaka Shacholo, Machal Master Shabbos, Machal Shabbos there. There, the Shaila is, can you go to a Goy or not? If you learn that the reason, that if you learn that the way he said it was, Kol Maka Shachal Master Shabbos, Amos Rapem, so you can't go to a goy for this. But for the second reason, in such a case, you're allowed to go to the doctor. You know why Rashi explains? Because when it's an external wound, he can't do anything. Because if you put some poison on it, you'll just wipe it off. You'll see him doing something wrong, and therefore, he won't be able to do it without you chapping. And therefore, you're allowed to go to a doctor for gavi yal gavra, even for sakana. That's not for me. Even for sakana, you're allowed to go to the doctor, to the goy is the doctor. But the halacha is got mechal Shabbos. Either one mechal Shabbos, gava yad and internal. Anything that's a sakana, you let a mechal Shabbos. The shaila's question is misrapimem. So we're saying by a makah. So the fear of yech is any makah mechal Shabbos a misrapimem. So it means even gava yad. But according to this man the yama, only makah shechol a misrapimem. But a makah and external, you let a misrapimem because you'll chap them if they do something wrong. One more gemara. Amar Rav Zutra about toiv yom Rav. Kol makah shetricha oimed mechal Shabbos. Any maka that needs evaluation, v'chal Shabbos. It means you're evaluating if it's sakana or not. So, for Ekter Ritva, Pashat, of course. That's sakana and Pashat, no? So, Ekter Ritva, that the case over here is that the patient himself said, I'm feeling fine. And the doctor also, maybe even so, you don't even have doctor saying anything. But you have people around him who are saying, by the way, he looks very sick. In such a case, Mechal Mas Shabbos. That's the Chiddush. Komaka Shvichoyim means, even if it's non-professionals who say that he looks like he's in Sakana, that will be enough to Mechal Lov as a Shabbos. And Mechal Shem will continue tomorrow from Omrav Shem and Ba'aba.